Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
Amen. And I am so excited, Elder Harrison. I could run all around this place. God is good. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 1, please. Psalms 1. And let me share the word of God. And amen. Amen. For those that are watching and listening, we say God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Give us some thumbs up on that screen. Amen. For all those that are going live. Amen. We thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. It's so good to see our loved ones here. Amen. Our service. Amen. Our church members we hadn't seen in a while. Good to see you. Amen. And for those that are joining, God bless you. Go to Psalms 1. Psalms 1. I'm going to preaching it out the way. Somebody said, preach, pastor. I feel like preaching today. I might hoop, I might holler, I might jump, and I might be quiet. I don't know. But guess what? We're going to let the Lord have his way. Amen? Amen. Psalms 1. Amen. Let's go. Psalms 1. We're reading, amen, a familiar passage of scripture. Amen. And I'm going to read from 1 to 3. Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Are we in the word? I need an amen if you agree with the word. Amen. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Second verse. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth. Somebody said, do it. He meditate day and night. Third verse. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither. And whatsoever he, I didn't hear that word. What that word say? Shall prosper. I need to make it personal today because sometimes I tell you to look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, are they this or are they that? But I need to declare today, I got to muster up enough nerve to declare for my own self, I'm a doer. I'm a doer. I'm a doer. I need you to touch yourself and say, I'm a doer. Now, come on. I need you. Come on. Somebody ain't muscled up enough nerve yet. I need you to muscle up enough nerve and say, I'm a doer. Because whatever I do, gonna prosper. Whatever I do, gonna prosper. So I have to become a doer. Whatever I do, gonna prosper. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. Let's go through this real quick. Amen. Amen. It's a simple thing, but sometimes we miss the simplicity of the scripture. Amen. There is a difference between, amen, getting, amen, deep, amen, into the word of God through definition, amen, and then through study. Amen. We can get deep down. That's the joy of the word of God because every time we read it, we can get something out of it. Amen. If we study the word of God, amen, we can go into the history. We can go into spiritual connotations. We can go into all the things that make up the word of God. But I want to be very simple and very elementary today. Somebody say elementary. Amen. I need you to talk to me today because sometimes you got high schoolers that really need to go back to elementary school. Amen. They're trying to be graduates, but Lord, somebody just pushed them along. They really need to be back in elementary. I'm not hurting nobody. I'm just telling you, amen, sometimes, amen, the devil want to get deep and you got to go simple. Amen. Sometimes you just got to go real simple on the devil because sometimes he waiting for a long explanation. But all you got to say, it is written. Uh-huh. He waiting for a debate and argument. But every now and then you got to go simple. It is written. He ready for a debate. He ready for a throwdown debate. But every now and then you got to get real simple. It is written. You can't get caught up in the theological and can't get caught up in the series of arguing, amen, theology and amen, who believe this and who don't believe that. You got to every now and then do what Jesus do and say it real quick and simple. If you got kids, every man, sometimes you don't need a whole explanation. You just need to say, Come on now. That's all you got to do. Every now and then, you just got to say it and leave it right there. Don't wait on response. Don't look at the face. Don't wait if they cry. Just say it and walk away. I'm helping somebody because you've been battling and talking all too much. But every now and then, you got to speak to the enemy and say what you need to say. Lord have mercy. You got to become a doer. Look at the name and say, a doer. Sometimes you talk a little too much. You just become a doer. Have you been around people that talk a good game but can't do nothing? They talk a whole lot of stuff. They gonna do this, do that, do that, do this, but they don't do nothing. I need to be around the doers. Where are the doers in the church? Where are the doers on the job? Where are the doers in the house? Where are the doers in the marketplace? Where are the doers? He blesses the doer. Amen. Problem is, we deal with a lot of stuff. And let me tell you how the enemy stops us from becoming doers. Sometimes we think too much and we overthink it. And when we overthink it, we add in other people's advice. What do you think about it? What do you think about it? And before you know it, you'd add it on other opinions. Now you got other thoughts. Now you got procrastination. Procrastination is the first cousin of failure. Oh, y'all didn't know they were kin. Procrastination is first cousin of failure. Amen. We procrastinate. I'll do it next week. I'll do it the next month. I'm going to do this next year. I'm going to make a goal. But how many know procrastination will stop your blessing? I need a real church in here to realize I am a doer. I am a doer, because whatsoever he do it shall prosper. How do you become a doer? Sometimes you got to close your mind, close your ears, close your eyes, and just do it. I think it was Nike that came up with a slogan, said just do it. Sometimes it's simple like that. Stop talking too much and just do it. Become a doer. He said, whatsoever he doeth, shall. Somebody lean back and say, shall prosper. It's real simple, Sister Mary, but sometimes people miss it because they write visions but don't execute anything. You got a good business plan, but you ain't never done nothing. Don't you know the grave is full of people that didn't do? They had good ideas, but they never did. We read in the scriptures how important doing is, because let's start with Jesus. Jesus had went to, and I'm going to paraphrase the story, but y'all know it. Jesus went to up in the wilderness, and he was tempted of the devil. And after he fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights, he hungered. And the devil came and tried to tempt him. Right? I told you I was going to be quiet. And after that, he went on down. He was invited to a wedding. So he had to get his goodly robe on. He said, come on, boys, we got an invitation to a wedding. So he goes to the wedding, think he's going to eat a little chicken wings and a little something to drink and enjoy the wedding. But when he got there, his mother had got an invitation. She knowing who he is, because she got a message before she was even. He said, this that is done on the inside is of the Holy Ghost. Mary knew who Jesus was. So they at the wedding chilling, and all of a sudden the wine is gone. No more wine. Now some of y'all would have left the wedding right then, because the wine then dried up. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. I ain't going to mess with you. So then Mary, not even the bride's mother or the groom's mother, took it upon herself to go to Jesus like he is Walmart or the ABC store and said, what you gonna do about it? I paraphrase it. I believe it. Jesus said, wait. I just came here to socialize. I ain't come to do nothing about it. Well, what you want me to do about it? She didn't have no doubt. Somebody said, no doubt. Let me tell you, beloved, when you are a doer, you have to have no doubt in your abilities. Okay, I gave you a nugget there. Can I say it one more time? When the Lord give you something, you got to have no doubt in the ability that it's going to get done. Okay, I'm going to say it again because I got 10 people. When the Lord tell you to do something, you got to go for it because you can have no doubt in God's ability to get the job done. What you looking at is your own ability. Guess what? You can't do it without God. You can't do it in your own strength. Amen. So then Jesus having a debate with his mother, like, what you want me to do about it? You know what Mary did? Mary didn't go back and forth with Jesus. She went over to the disciples. Said, fellas, whatever he said do, do it. Whatever he say do, do it. Y'all going to get with me in a minute. This is what the Holy Ghost, I touched on a little bit with Deacon Corey going down the road. He gave me the message. Hey, man, I told him a little bit, but I had to be quiet because sometimes if I share too much, then he'll know more than I know. And I know he don't know more than I know, so I can't tell him everything. Don't tell Deacon Corey I said that. So he said, whatever she said, whatever he say, do. Don't procrastinate. Don't hesitate. Do it. Scripture goes on to tell the story. We know the story that Jesus didn't turn around. He said, find me some pots. Find me some big pots. When I was in Israel, amen, they took us where, amen, the wedding was, or they had dug up some of the things that they had in those ancient times, and they had put it on display. And we're talking about a pot that's about that high, 5 feet and around. So they were big pots that men had to carry them and sit them. So it wasn't just a regular pot like in your kitchen. You know, your KitchenAid. No. It was a big pot. So he said, get some pots. And then he told them, when you get the pot, fill them with water. What are they doing? What's taking place, right? They're doing something. Y'all hear what I just said? They're doing something. Now, the moment they took the water and put it in the pot, they said, fill it up. They filled it up. And then he said, scoop it out and serve it to the governor. Come on, somebody. Serve it to the governor. That means he gets first taste of what's coming out of that pot, right? Somebody tell me, where did the miracle? When did the miracle happen? Between him speaking it, them doing it, or them taking it out? When did the miracle take place? We understand that when the water went in, wine came out. But when did the miracle was manifested? When did it go in the atmosphere? I just challenge you a little bit to realize that the moment Jesus said, do it, the miracle happened. The minute they obeyed what Jesus said, the miracle happened. The minute they start moving in faith, I'm trying to help somebody, because sometimes we're stuck in unbelief and we need to move by faith. Sometimes we're stuck in doubt and we need to move by faith. Sometimes we got too many people talking and we need to move by faith. Sometimes we're asking too many people their opinion and we need to move by faith. I'm trying to help somebody. God want to bless you real good, but you got to be a doer of the word. Doer. So after they did it, took the wine to the governor. Governor took a sip. Said, this wine did not come from the ABC store. This is good stuff. Y'all must have took this out of the cellar. This was vintage. This was good. How in the world y'all saved the best for last? Because use the time. Y'all come in. Let me tell you a secret. Let me tell you a secret about the world. Use time, because I look at TV. I don't do it, but I look at TV and I kind of understand what they say. Use time. They serve their good stuff at the top. They get you drunk and then they water it down so you don't know that you ain't tasting the real stuff. So you're paying a big price for watered down stuff, but you so drunk you don't even know it's watered down. So now you're paying big bucks for watered down stuff, and you just, woo, we having a good time, and they making big profit off of you. Don't tell them I said that, but that's what's going on. You so drunk you don't even know. But the governor said, most of the time, people save the worst stuff for last. Well, you pulling out the good stuff. How many know when you become a doer of God's word, how many know you reap the blessing of the good stuff? Oh, y'all ain't heard what I'm saying. I'm about to wrap up already. I didn't preach. I didn't told you what God said. I'm a doer. I need somebody to touch them again and say, I'm a doer. And if you're not a doer, you got to become a doer. If you're not a doer, you need to say, I'm going to obey what God said. I'm going to do what the scripture said. I'm going to become a doer. I don't want to write one more goal down and not do it. I don't want to stop wasting paper on a journal and you're not doing it. We go to all those vision board parties, glue stuff on a board. This is what I really want to do. And y'all just celebrate. And that board sit there all year long collecting dust. And you ain't done nothing. I'm preaching to people in this room now. They can say, amen, pastor. You know why? Because they got their degrees. They got their houses. They got their car. Why? Because they were doers. They was doers. They got their career because they was a what? Come on, somebody. They got their houses and land because they were. Come on. They're right now in the best part of their life because they are doer. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Somebody said, I want something. But you got to become a doer. Yeah. If I sit at home right now and just sit there all, say, Lord, I want. He going to say, what you going to do? What you going to do? Faith without works, yes, is dead. You got to do something, beloved. Why are you preaching this today? The Lord dealt with me because guess what? He got houses, land, riches untold. He got so much for his people. But sometimes we are the laziest people, his people. You know why? Because we then became entitled and spoiled. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Lord, gimme, gimme, gimme. But how many know it's time for us to rise up and do? Do. Become a doer. Work in the kingdom. Find your place. Do what God called you to do. Go past your comfort. How many know every time you do something, you ain't going to be comfortable doing it? Hello, somebody. I taken classes at the college. It won't easy. I cried sometimes going to that class, but I kept on going. I wanted to quit many a days, but I kept on going. I tried to get somebody on my side and say, you know what? You old. They say, yeah, you old. And they started, how many know you can find somebody to agree with your negativity? Just say you sick. Yeah, girl, sit on down. You sick. You can't do nothing. Yeah, you know, I know I was sick too. And before you know it, y'all having a sick party. You want to be broke in poverty? Find somebody. They agree with you. Yeah, girl, why are you doing all that? All you got to do is sit there. Child, I don't do all that. I ain't doing that. And before you know it, you 50 years old, still doing the same thing. But guess what? The Lord wants doers. Doers. people that's going to rise up and say, I'm going to get some. And let me tell you something, beloved. Many times we so busy looking at the long term that we overlook the short term. Set your goal for the week and say, you know what? I accomplished it. Set your goal for the month. When the Lord say do something, don't hesitate. Doer. Become a doer. Stand to your feet, everybody. That was elementary, wasn't it? Elementary, but we need to learn our basics. When you become a doer, God will show you which way to go. The Holy Ghost will rise up in you, and he'll lead you. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you a real quick example. The Lord told me to do something. I rose up and I said, yes, I'm going to do it. I start busy. I start listening to the voice of God. I pulled up at this church. The Lord said, go in. Holy Ghost. I went in and the Holy Ghost said, go to over here. I told my wife, she was tutoring. I said, I'll be back. Got to go. Got in the car, drove to the place where he told me to go. I'm thinking one reason he want me there. I'm talking to the person. And I mentioned something out of my mouth of a total another thing that the Lord had told me to do. How many know the Lord had that person right in place for me to talk to? That gave me invaluable information on what I needed to do for what he told me to do. If you read your scriptures, it was Saul that had to go to Ananias, go there, and I'm going to show you what to do. The Lord instructed him. Because sometimes you think, well, if Lord don't speak to me, I don't know. But how many know God is speaking to us all the time? We just ain't listening. We just ain't doing. We got comfortable. And how many know we cannot get comfortable? God want to do something in our lives. How many know God want to do something in our lives? I don't want to get comfortable. Amen. May the works I do speak for me. Amen. I want to do something. Amen. Let's pray. Everybody stand in the camp. You might be watching me right now. You might be listening to me on podcast. And you said, Bishop, how do I start? Amen. You start by saying, Lord, forgive me for my slothfulness. A good start to say, Lord, forgive me that I didn't do what you say. But give me another chance. Can we pray that prayer today? Father, we thank you now. And God, our heads are bowed, our hearts are humble before you. And our first thing is, Lord, forgive me for my unbelief and my slothfulness. I know that you're able to do it, but somewhere down the line, I got distracted. But Father, I pray now that you will give me another chance. Help me to become that doer, not a hearer only. Help me to run. Help me to write the vision and complete the vision. Thank you for becoming a doer. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. And God, we believe you for great things. Give us the strength. Build our faith. Give us what we need to get the job done. Our hands are lifted up and say, Lord, it's us. It's me. Help me. Get it done. Help me to become that doer that you want me to be. We give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Somebody clap your hands and give God glory. Come on, clap your hands and give him glory.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to give to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.